Dutch and the French and the Anglos and the Iberians decided to leave their perfectly adequate homelands and bring Africans with them here for free labor while they got free land from Indians, and it all intertwines. You're familiar with the term plantation mentality, are you not?
Sure.
Well, I think it operates, and it's, you know, and it plays out today just as effectively as it did during the slave era. And at the top of the pyramid is the white master. And in today's vernacular, we call him the man. And he lives in the big house, and he controls all that he sees. First and foremost, his capital. Then comes his woman, because this is the source of his heirs. And then the black man, who the latter needs to be made to fear. And then at the bottom is the black woman, followed by Indians. And the man controls his woman by instilling fear into her of the black man's imagined animal attributes. So it doesn't end up with a bunch of half-castes for heirs, because that wouldn't work out very well. And unfortunately, trying to control the bodies and the minds of his subjects only has served to make the man confused.
Yeah, I think, Marcy, you've done a good job of describing the the strata of America. And we just have like 20 seconds left, anyway, before we got to take a break. I'm curious, what do we do about it?
The problem is that we have to, you know, religion and propaganda is in America, which is based in racism. It is sexual lasciviousness. Interestingly, in money. It's undercurrent that controls all this. And so we just have to come to grips with our past, and we have to overcome our obsessions with black and brown boogeymen and guns and violence and homosexuals and abortion.
Yeah.
And the lifestyles.
Well, I think to some extent the Democratic Party is really working to do that.
Uh-huh.
And on the other side, you've got guys, you know, the Republicans going, oh, look out for this, they got brown skin.
Well, and, Michael Moore is 1 minute take on it, and Bowling for Columbine is just brilliant.
You're absolutely right. Marcy, I have to wrap it up. Thank you for the call, though.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Clinton's momentum. I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton says her victory in Pennsylvania shows she is the stronger candidate to take on John McCain.
I think all of the people in the record-breaking turnout in Pennsylvania yesterday were coming out because they are positive about my leadership.
Barack Obama is focusing on the next two primary states, Indiana and North Carolina. Delta is reporting a loss of more than $6 billion in the first quarter. Delta's CEO says higher fuel costs are to blame.
There is no doubt that sustained high fuel prices are a serious threat to this industry.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the top general in Iraq will be getting a new job.
I have recommended, and the president has approved and will nominate, General David Petraeus as the new commander of Central Command.
A 700-pound grizzly bear attacked and killed his trainer in California. This bear was in the movie Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell.
I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
The California Department of Fish and Game says any decision on whether to destroy the grizzly will likely be made by county healthcare officials. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for three tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
Sean Hannity is going to use the old battles of the 60s to frame Barack Obama as violent. And if we refuse to look at what he's using as a tool and understand that the tool has no teeth, it will continue to be used against Barack Obama in a violent way. The only way these kinds of attacks will go away is if light is shown on them and it is proven that they are false in philosophy and that we are not afraid of the right framing the left as violent, because in fact we are not.
Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5to9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5to9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01-20-2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01-20-2009. In less than a year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01-20-2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. The Tom Hartman Radio Program here on Air America Radio. TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com, and 866-503-2270, our telephone number. And Jerry in Lansing, Michigan, my hometown. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you. We miss you back here.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I think that Hillary Bush and Bill Rove are actually doing what has been the common playbook for the Republicans. It's the divide and conquer, and the cultural divide, you know, on these emphasizing not the issues but emphasizing anything that's a wedge, and that goes to race and religion, as they've done in this. They've got
and even gender, as a last caller was talking about, you know, men controlling women. I would say that the whole abortion debate, to a large extent, has to do with that.
Or in just referring to, you know, trying to get women to vote because she's a woman.
Right.
But they have as their allies the GOP and the media and John McCain, and they're all, as you pointed out, and. You know, that what is it that John McCain and Clinton have in common? Well, they're both D.C. politicians. They both are backed by big money PACs and corporate America. They both use GOP tactics, Bush and Karl Rove. And Rove is even now an advisor to McCain, and I'm not sure he's not an advisor to Clinton.
I would be very surprised, Jerry.
Well, I think that...
Although Richard Mellon-Scaife endorsing her, just, you know, my eyes bugged out.
They're using the same playbook. I mean, they really do look like... And when you throw in Pennsylvania and the questionable machines and what's going on, it looks like Bush from 2000 and 2004.
Yeah.
So I think... And they've also become very close to them now. I mean, I don't know how you have scruples and you take people that have trashed you and then you make them your ally.
Let me flip this around, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, clearly you don't think that Hillary Clinton is your candidate, and apparently I'm assuming that Barack Obama is.
Tom, look, my first candidate was John Edwards.
Mine too.
I thought he had the
and Dennis Kucinich.
You know, to win this.
Yeah, absolutely. But we don't have John Edwards or Dennis Kucinich.
But the bottom line is we do have Supreme Court justices that are going to be directing pointing the direction of this country for the next 10
no,
or 30
I, you
years.
No, I understand. And that's not where I'm going with the question.
Okay.
Let me just flip
Go
this
ahead.
Around, though, and just ask you, as somebody who just, you know, spent the better part of 2 minutes and 40 seconds taking apart Hillary Clinton, let's assume that she's the nominee. What would you say to somebody, you know, what's your elevator speech for Hillary Clinton?
I don't have one, Tom.
I think we have to develop one.
Okay, here's my take on this, okay? I think if we continued to back the same old tactics and the same old machine, because I don't really think that we're voting for anybody different than if we vote for John McCain, and I wouldn't vote for him. I would have in 1999, not today. Okay,
yeah.
So we are where is our ability to say none of the above? Because
we don't have it, Jerry. I mean, just the, you know, the way the
yes,
Constitution was organized.
We have Ralph Nader, and that's who I'll vote for.
Yeah. Okay. So if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, you would vote for Ralph Nader.
If they steal it from Obama, and I think that's what it's going to take, and I think we will fall back into the media picks our candidate, and then we get only one choice, and that's the media's choice, and that's the GOP's choice, and that's big money's choice. If we back her, we're doing nothing more than what we've done in the last elections, and I don't want to back the same old crap.
There is, and I understand at a lot of levels, particularly with regard to, you know, corporate and you know, being on the board of Walmart, et cetera, I don't disagree. However, the Supreme Court is at play here.
And who do you think she's going to pick if she's from corporate America?
It is at least going to be less toxic than whoever John McCain picks. And I, you know, come on, Jerry, you have to acknowledge that.
Well, I really don't, because if John McCain has taken some of the stands he has, then it might be.
But Ralph Nader is not going to win.
Well,
there's no conceivable way that Ralph Nader is going to win.
I can't in good conscience vote for someone who's nothing more than a Republican in Democratic clothing.
Okay. All right. Jerry, thanks for the call. I get it. Carol in Arizona, I suspect you're going to take the exact opposite position.
Sort of, yeah. I thought you've been pretty hypocritical on your coverage of the presidential candidates. If anyone is anti-Hillary, they get 1, 2, 3, 4 minutes. Anybody that is for Obama gets all that time if they're anti-Hillary, especially, and if they're for her, bam, they're off the phone. It's pound on Hillary, praise Obama, bad Hillary, good
Obama.
Well,
I'll tell you, Carol, my calls, and you know, we did a straw poll on this last week, and it was, I think we had 8 votes for Hillary Clinton and 40 votes for Barack Obama, and our call ratio is coming about that rate. But, you know, well, tell me why you are supporting Hillary Clinton.
Well, she was my second choice after Edwards as well. The more I mm-hmm. listened to her, the better I liked. The more I listened to Obama, the less I liked.
Okay, what did you like about her, and what did you dislike about Obama?
Well, I'd like to say this about that young woman yesterday who said it was too hard to listen to the other talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And when she mentioned the very worst one by name, you said, I don't talk about other shows, and you cut her off.
Yeah.
You didn't ask if she had anything else to say. And she's not the only one.
No, I understand that. But, you know, we're not doing a referendum on other talk shows here,
okay.
but we can have a referendum on or a discussion, you know, or whatever of the presidential candidates, because we are all going to vote on that, and even I'll have a vote on that, right? You said that you support Hillary Clinton, and I respect that, and I have said, and I will say it again: if Hillary Clinton's the nominee, I will vote for her, and I will try to get her elected. You know, to the extent that
I
can. And I think that she would make a good president, and I'll put that on the record as well.
Uh-huh.
Now that said, here's my two questions for you, Carol, and I'd really love to get an answer to these. Number one, what is it that you like about Hillary and you don't like about Obama? And number two, I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Jerry: if Barack Obama is the nominee, can you give me the talking points that you would use when you're talking to somebody else, say an uncommitted voter, to get them to vote for Obama? I'm wondering if we've become so polarized that neither side can actually even say something good about the other side.
That's where I agree with you. I will not volunteer. I will not contribute, or at this time even vote for Obama if he is the candidate. I'll vote the rest of the ballot. I won't stay home. I just won't vote the top.
Why? Why?
Because I've come to so utterly despise the rest of the talk show people that have been hammering on Hillary all this time.
Yeah, but they're not, you know, there is no talk show that represents Barack Obama. I mean,
pound Hillary to the point where I can't stomach them anymore.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, let them know that. But that's not a reason not to vote for... That's not a reason not to vote for Barack Obama or to vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm just, you know, here you are. You're a Clinton supporter. I would love to know, and I'm saying this genuinely. I'm not, you know, there's no gotcha in this question. What is it about Hillary Clinton that really appeals to you, and what is it about Barack Obama that has offended you? Because everything up to this point has been kind of general.
Well, what's offended me is the people that back him in the way they've gone after Hillary, but she has more experience. They ran into a lot of trouble mm-hmm. when they first got to D.C. because they hadn't been in the dirty world of D.C. politics, and they've learned how to handle them. He's only been there a couple of years. He has not really paid his political dues. He's only been a senator for a couple of years, and before that, just a state senator. He
These were the arguments that I made against Barack Obama's candidacy when I was, you know, more or less supporting. I never endorsed Edwards, but I made it fairly clear that to my listeners, I think that that's where my bias was. But okay, so continue.
You keep saying that he's not that kind of person to be dirty, and I've heard him say many nasty things.
For example.
You know what? There's so many I can't keep track of them.
Mm-hmm.
Get a senior moment or something once in a while. I just at this point it has more to do with I just can't stand the way the other people have
yeah.
been.
Okay.
I won't vote for McCain. I would never vote for Nader
yeah.
under any circumstances.
So you just walk away for it.
There are two ways I would vote for Obama. If he's going to be the candidate, if Hillary comes out and says, I want you to vote for him. We've got to vote Democrat. We've got to pull a party together. I think she has the class to do that. I'm not sure he does, if she was going to be.
I think
the
they
other
both
thing
do.
Would be is if John McCain has Lieberman as a running mate.
that
would do it.
Then we're all nuts, right? Then we're in the streets. I mean, you're right. You're right.
Well, thank you for letting me have my say on this.
You're welcome, Carol, and thank you very much for the call. This is where I really would love to hear There are some very partisan, as I said, there's some very partisan websites out there that are taking very strong Obama or Clinton positions. And I'd love to hear them argue the opposite position. I think it would be fascinating. But as I'm asking callers, can you speak on behalf of the candidate that you don't like? If you're stuck with that candidate, can you right now just give me their elevator speech? People are like, nope, can't do that. And that says to me that this thing has gone on way too long and been way too acrimonious.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
No one that you know would ever be for keeping the tax cuts for the top 1% of American elitists permanent would not be an elitist. There is no one you know that is for keeping the tax cuts for the top 1% permanent who is not an elitist. Therefore, shut up.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
The Jeff Farias Show.
I just saw John McCain on CNN talking about how he thought Obama's comments were, I don't know him well enough to know if he's an elitist, but I thought the comments were elitist. You know, folks, John McCain owns 8 homes. That's right, 8. 7, 8 homes. And yet John McCain calling anyone an elitist is just absurd and ridiculous.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour, Tom Hartman here with you. It's Ellen Ratner on the line with us with the Talk Radio News Service, Talk Radio News in Washington, D.C., our daily news update for the day from all things happening all around the world. Hey, Ellen, what's up?
Today there was a Darfur hearing that we had Jane Lute, who used to work for the military and now actually works for the United Nations, testifying, as well as the president's special envoy to the area. And there was that disagreement. You and I talked about this, about those helicopters that they couldn't get. Jane Lute and some of the Democratic senators said there is some, must be some reason that with all the world's resources and 190-some member countries and 192 member countries of the United Nations, that we cannot get 26 helicopters. Then the president...
The helicopters being to what? Prevent to bring food in, or to prevent the Sudanese army from bombing Darfur, or what?
Pretty much to keep watch over everything and to prevent Sudanese army, all that kind of stuff, yes. And to make sure that humanitarian aid gets to where
the stuff that you and I saw 4 weeks ago when we were there.
Exactly. And so this all was huge, and it is interesting because our very own people, Ambassador Williamson, who is the president's special representative, did not actually have anything to say, except that this was not the major issue. So here was the UN disagreeing, and our very own senators, such as Biden, disagreeing with the administration's person. So that was kind of interesting. Both said that they were, all sides said that they were actually watching slow genocide. And then several, Biden and Senator Kerry, said, look, the reason we cannot respond, and Biden said if he could, he would intervene tomorrow in this genocide, and that countries essentially, when they have genocide, they give up their ability to say, oh, no, no, you can't come into our country. Right. The genocide is such a human rights violation. And so they were very, very vocal about this, but all of them said, even if we wanted to intervene there, we couldn't because of what is going on in Iraq.
Now, okay, so we don't have the physical ability because we're so stretched, but still we're talking 30 helicopters. I mean, I think, you know, the Sudanese army, the Sudanese Air Force, rather, that's been helping the Janjaweed is not that large. If we were to simply declare a no-fly zone over Darfur and shoot down a couple of their planes, I don't think that that's going to, you know, that we're in my opinion, the two things that are preventing us from doing that are the things that the president of South Sudan, the vice president of Sudan, Salva Kiir, that you and I sat with for an hour and a half in Juba in South Sudan just a month ago, that he laid out, which is number one, that the Bush administration is in bed with Khartoum because of the so-called war on terror, that the Khartoum government is sharing intelligence with them. And number two, that China is pumping oil like crazy out of South Sudan, and the United States is afraid to challenge China because China will stop buying our debt.
The Chinese weapons did come up. It is interesting that the representative from USAID said that that it was that their humanitarian workers did not approve of the no-fly zone because then the Sudan government in Khartoum would regard that as an act of war, and then nothing would get through, and that they would throw out then all the humanitarian workers. I don't know the answer to that, but I'll tell you, it was very
that's a tough one because
lively debate.
Yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, just a week after you and I left, three UN workers, humanitarian workers, driving a truckload of food, just like we were doing every day that we were there, just 15 or 20 miles from where we were murdered.
Yes, and they also said that the reason that these people are, that all of these trucks and all this are taken and people murdered is essentially because that's the only way that the rebels get their supplies.
Right, right. So basically we've got this genocide that we need to do something about. And frankly, I think that we need to be, you know, Steven Spielberg, Mia Farrow is doing great work. MiaFarrow.org, by the way, her website, absolutely marvelous. In the upper right-hand corner, click on pictures. You've got a lot of good information over at TalkRadioNews.com from our trip there. But this is something that should be amenable to political pressure in the United States, and there's just not enough people talking about it.
Absolutely. Also, a couple other interesting things. The House Oversight Committee, this is Chairman Waxman's committee, had a hearing about government-funded abstinence only. He said one in four teenage girls has sexually transmitted infection. 30% of American women are pregnant before they're 20. 50% of Latina and African Americans, as if on cue, Senator Brownback said 80% of parents would like their children to abstain till they marry. Well, yeah, I'm sure they would, but what good does that have to do? And Christopher Shea is a Republican. God bless the guy. He said, young people see it, read about it. Why shouldn't they talk about it?
Yeah. And beyond that, when you look at the countries where they have frank and open and mandatory sex education in school, yeah, Sweden, Holland, Germany, the United Kingdom, I mean, you know, right across, actually the UK is probably behind everybody else because they're still, like we are, suffering the echoes of crazy Queen Victoria. But, you know, the rest of Europe, you don't see these kind of statistics.
Absolutely. One other interesting thing, the Lilly Ledbetter Act, Fair Pay Act, is coming up today. As you remember, this was a Goodyear case that the Supreme said yesterday you only have 6 months from the date of pay discrimination, even though Lilly Ledbetter did not discover it until 20 years later. Mm-hmm. The President, we asked this morning at the White House about whether there was going to be a veto, and all Dana would say was that there's a good possibility that it's not going to get the 60 votes necessary for cloture. We think that that is going to come up at 6 p.m. today, so if you're listening, call your member of the Senate.
Call your member of the Senate and say what?
And say, please vote to get the cloture on the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Allow it to go through for an up or down vote.
Okay, so vote for an end of debate, to end debate on Lilly Ledbetter.
Exactly.
And you can go to callcongress.org and get the phone numbers for your senators. Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ellen Radner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Great newly reinvented website over there as well. By the way, to Carol, the caller who was defending Hillary Clinton in our last segment, Carol, give me a call, you know, when this all shakes out, if Obama's the candidate. I'd love to hear back from you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Hey, don't forget Mother's Day, especially after everything Mom has done for you, not to mention what the wife has done for the kids. This year, make sure to send Mom a gorgeous bouquet from Pro Flowers. And right now, Pro Flowers has an early bird special on tulips for Mom. Richly colored pink, yellow, orange, purple, and red tulips for just $29.99. You heard me right, 20 huge tulips for $29.99. Order now and you'll also get a free glass vase, a $10 value. But you can only get this amazing deal by using my code, Hartman. Pro Flowers is the only way I send flowers because they're fresh from the field, beautiful, long-lasting, and a great value. To get your 20 tulips and a free glass vase for only $29.99, here's what I want you to do. Go to proflowers.com, find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in my password, Hartman. That's Hartman with two N's at the end. That's proflowers.com, password Hartman, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS, and don't forget to use my code, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com.
DiaChallenge.com. And you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365FreeDiaChallenge.com. That's 365FreeDiaChallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Hillary Clinton looking ahead now that she has won big in Pennsylvania.
Because of you, the tide is turning.
But Barack Obama is still leading in the delegate count, making the next contests in Indiana and North Carolina even more important.
While Barack Obama may have missed a chance to force Senator Clinton from the race by not winning in Pennsylvania, he may have another opportunity in 2 weeks here in Indiana, which Clinton's camp has just about labeled a must-win. And while North Carolina has a larger delegate prize, Obama has a clear lead there, which is why much of the focus is here in Indiana. Polls show the two running very close, the demographics of the state playing to the strengths of both candidates. Jerry Bodlander, Evansville, Indiana.
High gas prices, a big issue on the campaign trail. This motorist in Oklahoma told KTUL-TV she's changing her habits.
I just make one trip count, you know, in a day. I do several things. I don't just get out randomly, you know. Like that, I go to the store, I pay bills, or do whatever.
But John McCain told a town hall meeting in Kentucky he sees little relief in sight.
The price of oil is probably not going to go down until we become energy independent.
Oil is trading at just over $118 a barrel today. On Wall Street, the Dow is now up by 30 points. General David Petraeus, the top commander in Iraq, is being promoted. The AP's Sagar Bagani has that story.
Petraeus has been tabbed to take over U.S. Central Command in place of the recently retired Admiral William Fallon. If confirmed, Petraeus would be replaced in Iraq by his former top deputy, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, who was slated to become the Army's vice chief of staff.
In Texas, officials say they have now finished taking DNA samples from more than 400 children taken from a polygamous cult earlier this month. This is AP Radio News. Backers of an unarmed man killed by New York police in 2006 say they expect justice when the police trial ends this week.
Al Sharpton says supporters of the family of Sean Bell have behaved themselves during the trial of the detectives who killed him. No demonstrations, no protests, no disruptions.
We let the case go forward. We kept our word.
Now Bell's fiancée, Nicole Paltry, says it's time for the right verdict.
I pray that if the right decision is made Friday, this will help any other family from suffering the way we have.
Two detectives are charged with manslaughter, one with reckless endangerment, in the 50-bullet shooting of Bell and two companions on what was to have been his wedding day. Justice Arthur Cooperman, who heard the case without a jury, is to announce his verdict Friday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Delta Airlines says it lost more than $6 billion in the first quarter of the year. It blames the soaring cost of fuel. And 3 years after tying the knot in a spectacular over-the-top affair that caused some backlash, Star Jones has decided to end her marriage. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by Motel 6. When you've had enough driving, there's always a Motel 6 nearby. You can get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an 8-year breast cancer survivor, but it almost wasn't that way. I never seemed to have time to get my mammogram. I had no family history of breast cancer, so when I found a tiny lump in my right breast, I was terrified. Fortunately, I found Arizona BreastNet. The doctors and staff at BreastNet specialize exclusively in breast health, and we caught my cancer early. Their state-of-the-art digital mammography and all-female staff make every appointment easy and comfortable. And because every woman gets results at the time of her appointment, I didn't spend time worrying and waiting for the phone to ring. When my daughter turns 30, I'll send her to BreastNet for a baseline mammogram. It's going to be important because, unlike me, she can't say there's no history of breast cancer in her family. Call Arizona BreastNet today at 480-314-7600 or go to azbreastnet.com. I'm alive today because of early detection, and there's no one better or more dedicated to your breast health than the doctors at Arizona BreastNet.
Businesses don't plan to fail.
They fail to plan. There are thousands of reasons a business can fail. But for every problem, there's a solution. Your solution is Business Needs Incorporated. Business Needs is your Phoenix-based, full-service, executive business management, financial, and tax consulting service. They specialize in achieving your specific goals as an individual Arizona business owner. How do they make your business more successful? They make business more profitable. They use 20 years of expertise to objectively analyze your operations and develop and execute programs that allow you, the business owner, to control your costs and increase productivity. Over the years, Business Needs increased profit and reduced tax liability for businesses by an average of 22%. A total of increased profit, growth, and reduction of taxes in excess of $1 billion. These factors cannot be more crucial in an uncertain economy. Don't fail to plan. Call Business Needs today. 602-595-5210. That's 602-595-5210.
Real people,
yeah.
Real problems,
election time's coming,
real change,
what we gonna vote for?
Real life,
yeah.
Real death.
If I was president,
sometimes an election seems like a game.
Instead of spending,
remind yourself,
millions on the war,
it's not,
I can use that money,
it's our future,
so I can feed the poor.
Election 2008, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
Well, sometimes you know what you know, and sometimes you don't know what you know, and sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes what you do know is wrong, and sometimes everything you know is wrong.
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync. You think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Is it possible? Well, Dr. Robert Hieronymus says, yeah, his new book, The United Symbolism of America, Deciphering Hidden Meanings in America's Most Familiar Art, Architecture, and Logos. Dr. Hieronymus, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on. You know, I greatly appreciate this, especially since we're looking at a country that seems to have been falling apart for quite some time, and they're... especially our founders, since our founding fathers believed they were making history. They believed they were witnessing the end of oppression of a church-state alliance and government promoted by religion. And that's why they chose that new order of the ages. That was the beginning of rule by the people.
Right. Novus Seclorum, or what is it on the dollar?
Novus Ordo Seclorum is the new order of the ages. It's not the new world order, as the Christian right would love to tell you.
Right.
As a matter of fact, today's religious right, who's currently sitting in power, have tried to rewrite this essential element of our history. They claim their authority for legislating morality according to their own narrowly defined ideas is derived from our founding fathers and so-called Christian nation that they founded. And, you know, of course, the majority were Christians to some degree, but what the founding fathers deliberately did not create was a Christian nation. They created a land of religious tolerance. So that all
they created a secular nation. The word God does not appear in the Constitution. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Here, you're an expert on symbols, and I want to get into the question of, you know, is the secret message in the Statue of Liberty and the eye and the triangle and all that kind of stuff. But first, this is one that's really been nagging at me. The Republican Party in the year 2000. You know, there's three stars above the donkey on the Democratic Party's logo, and there's three stars above the Republican on the Republican Party's logo. And they both kind of redid their logos to make them look more 21st century, I guess, in the 2000 election. And the Republican Party flipped the stars upside down. So the five-pointed star is upside down on the Republican logo, whereas it's still right side up like it is on the flag on the Democratic Party logo. And if you Google upside down five-pointed star, what you get are all these websites about how, you know, Satan worshipers, and this is the sign of Satan, and this is the goat's head, you know, with the two pointing up are the horns, and the two side to side are the ears, and the one on the bottom is the chin, and all this kind of stuff. Why would the Republicans choose a symbol that has been associated with Satan worshiping to rebrand their own logo?
Well, first of all, the upside down five-pointed star isn't linked to Satanism in any way whatsoever.
Okay.
That's one of those stories that more or less like when they see the eye in the triangle in the pyramid, and they see that eye in the triangle, say that's Satan ruling our country.
It is Masonic, though, is it not?
No, it is not. That's,
okay.
That's the real
another myth, all right.
The forgotten founding father was Charles Thompson, Secretary of our Congress for 15 years.
Mm.
He is the person that originated this symbol, which featured an unfinished pyramid topped by a radiant triangle. It was an American, Charles
right.
Thompson. He originated this symbol, not the Freemasons, not Illuminati, not the Egyptians, nor the Babylonians. Before it was done by Charles Thompson, no other group had ever combined these symbols together in just such a way, and there's no indication that Thompson was a Freemason. He was friendly with the earliest group of Rosicrucians in America at the Weishaupt and Ephrata communities outside of Philadelphia, but there's no verification at all that he was a member of any secret society, especially the Freemasons. And, you know, the fundamentalists, conspiratorialists, I call them, see a conspiracy of evil intentions all around us, organized by the ultimate tempter and the powerful ruling elite.
Mm.
And it's very unfortunate. This eye in the triangle, which symbolizes the eye of providence, has turned into their view, Satan ruling this country. And then they've done the same thing with the Statue of Liberty, the Liberty Bell. They say that the Liberty Bell was originated from Beelzebub, or Bel, the Lord of Baal. This is totally untrue. Has nothing to do with the Liberty Bell. Therefore, they consider the Liberty Bell to be satanic.
Yeah, it sounds like a stretch to me.
It is a huge stretch.
it's a huge stretch
because they didn't do their homework. They didn't go to primary sources.
So what was Charles Thompson trying to say when he combined these symbols and created the eye and the pyramid that we see? You know,
what he was saying is the same kind of thing Abraham Maslow, Joseph Campbell, Rollo May, and all these other individuals have said, is that human beings as a nation have a physical foundation, and they have a spiritual foundation. And that physical foundation is the pyramid. It's a symbol for man's mountain. It's a symbol for mother. It's a symbol of the breast. I think we can still say breast on your show, can't we?
Sure.
Okay. It's mom. The eye in the triangle was spirit, that which comes from above. What they were saying is that human beings and a nation is not just a physical entity. It has an immortal component. It has a spiritual destiny. And that destiny is, how does one learn from one's soul? That is, that linking of the eye in the triangle and the pyramid.
So when Charles Thompson put this symbol together for America, which is today on our dollar bills, basically it was designed to be uplifting and somewhat spiritual, but not at all religious.
Not at all religious, because I don't think religion is the same thing as spirit.
Yeah, well, religion is a political thing. It's a, you know, organization, and spirituality is a personal thing, I think.
Yeah, I agree with
broadly
you.
Speaking.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, that's not how the fundamentalists see it. If you're not religious, they don't consider you spiritual.
Which is
upside down.
That's right. So the link between Native Americans, the founding fathers, and the eagle. We've adopted the eagle as our symbol. Many Native American tribes revered eagles. Eagle feathers were used as, you know, you count coup, you know, you have a victory, you could add a feather to your bonnet, but you couldn't otherwise, things like that. So some of the tribes, Indians. What's the link?
Well, the link with the American eagle, as you noted already, the League of the Iroquois, who heavily influenced our founding fathers, as a matter of fact, all of them, they used the symbol for the eagle as that which protects our nation. Eternal vigilance is what they were talking about. You just can't have a confederacy like they had without being careful and watching who's moving in onto your territory, whether it be physically or spiritually. And their concern was that if you don't look out for your nation from that perspective, you're going to lose it, which I think is the practicality of what we've had here in this country.
Yeah, that eagle in the seal that you see is in one claw holding arrows and in the other claw holding, what, peace?
Yes, it's a balance. That's the obverse of the front side of the grape seal, and it's holding the eagle is holding the arrows, olive branch, to show that there is balance, that you have to balance spirit, you have to balance spirit and matter, you have to balance peace And you have to balance that against aggression all of the time. And I'm afraid this particular administration for the past 7 years has totally imbalanced this. And I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything like that, but that's pretty much, I think, what has happened.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. You're on a liberal talk show host. Talk show
you know how rare you are?
I do.
What are you doing your research? Let's face it, can I get to the one real important point?
Sure.
Is that in order to understand our symbols, you got to go to primary sources.
Certainly.
Unfortunately, the internet is full of a bunch of crap up there. The most important thing about knowing about who created our symbols, then you find out exactly what their beliefs were.
Yes.
And that really is something that none of the far, far right has ever done.
Yeah.
They chose to interpret the Great Seal of the United States from information that was totally inaccurate. Here's the reason why. It wasn't until 1978 that the Eagle of the Shield by the State Department was published, and it wasn't until then that we actually had the real history of the Great Seal of the United States.
Right.
And
that was about the time, I think 77 or 78, was when Hal Lindsey published The Late Great Planet Earth and started going off on this whole, oh my God, they're coming to get us thing, you know?
Yeah, that's right. He sure did take us for a ride on that. I made a lot of bucks there.
Yeah, and sold a lot of books. I remember buying it and reading it.
A lot of other people, and of course, that spurned them into this thinking that, for instance, this conspiracy that there are 50 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were Freemasons. That's BS. Only 9 were.
Right.
None of the guys that designed the Great Seal of the United States were a member of any secret society.
Right, Jefferson was not. Most of them were not. And
unfortunately, that's a dictum. That's when I first met President Reagan. That's one of the first things he talked to me about.
Oh my.
Which is how the Freemasons, you know, this is a Freemasonic symbol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, it wasn't. And of course, I wasn't going to get 2 words in edgewise there, as you can well imagine.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of which, we're out of time here. But
can I say that the book is available in Barnes & Noble?
You may absolutely. In fact, I was going to do it for you. The website, UnitedSymbolism of America.com. And the book, of course, is... where to go? Here it is. The United Symbolism of America, Deciphering Hidden Meanings in America's Most Familiar Art, Architecture, and Logos. And Dr. Robert Hieronymus, the author. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. 16 minutes past.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman Program.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC. Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins rolled through the first round, but now they're up against the red-hot Rangers in the Eastern Conference semifinal. Catch Game 2 Sunday at 2 Eastern.
And the Rangers are leading 4-3.
The Penguins, the Rangers. It's Game 2 Sunday at 2 Eastern, 1 Central, 11 a.m. Pacific. Check your local listings for station in your area. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
I love watching my son play soccer, but when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves my allergy symptoms without drowsiness, so when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested. Pick up Claritin on sale this week at CVS Pharmacy and get $3 extra when you use your extra care card. CVS Pharmacy, for all the ways you care.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at consolidatedauto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
Stephanie Miller.
Al-Maliki? He criticized the renewal of the Blackwater contract, saying the company has committed a massacre against Iraqis. He said, I would say the U.S. side should not have moved to renew the contract before the outstanding issues with the company are finalized.
Well, I guess he's an evildoer. We'll have to attack Iraq again.
Exactly.
Remove him from office.
We're going to have to do a whole do-over.
I think he might have weapons of mass destruction.
I smell regime change.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
And I'm taking my country back. Boys, you ain't been doing it right. Oh, I've been watching you and I don't like how you've been treating my stars and stripes. You took our jobs and sent them overseas. Now we owe billions to the red Chinese. You blew the budget and you botched Iraq. So I'm taking my country back.
One voter at a time, one district at a time, one state at a time, one city at a time. We are taking our country back.
And as we did 2 years ago, and as we did 4 years ago, and as we did 6 years ago, in the run-up to an election, we want to feature some progressive candidates out there who really have the opportunity to make a difference, who, even though they may not be living in your backyard or representing your district, you should be considering supporting. Dan Seals, for example, he's a business consultant, adjunct professor at Northwestern University, a progressive Democrat who is running in Illinois. Dan Seals, Seals, forfor congress.com, his website. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Tom.
Great to have you with us. Your district looks to me like it's just like the northern suburbs of Chicago. Would that be a good way to say it?
Yeah, that's right. It's just north of Chicago. For those who've been here, it starts a little north of Northwestern University and kind of just goes right up the lake.
Right up the lake, yeah. And Dan Seals, who are you running against, and what's the history of that district?
So I'm running against a fellow named Mark Kirk. He is the incumbent. And the history of this district is pretty interesting. This district used to be... of the district changed. So starting with Bill Clinton's second term, this district started voting Democratic, and now it's one of only eight districts left in the country that votes Democratic on the presidential level, but that has a Republican representing it. And this is a Republican who just voted to allow waterboarding, has been not only a strong advocate of this war, but has voted eight times against getting out. He was quoted in the Chicago Tribune when he went to visit President Bush in the White House to talk about the war. He was quoted as saying, not that we should stay the course in the war or that we should change the course in the war, but that the war was hurting his reelection chance.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Do you want a brand new brand name computer?
Sure, but you can't afford it, right?
You can't afford to miss this opportunity. You can get a brand new brand name computer for just $29.99 a week.
Plus, order right now and get a free GPS unit, a color printer, an MP3 player, a digital camera, and upgraded software free. Your approval is guaranteed.
All you need is a checking or savings account. Join the tens of thousands who've already been approved for a new Dell or HP computer.
All it takes is
savings, a bank account, and $29.99 a week.
Call now, 1-800-769-1982. 1-800-769-1982. Get a brand new, brand name computer and improve your credit. Call 1-800-769-1982.
1-800-769-1982.
This is Veronique Raskin. I'm the president and founder of the Organic Wine Company. What happened when you, Thomas, gave us a plug, the phone started ringing. The first person said, whatever it is that you're selling, I want to buy it. And for the next few hours, the phone rang nonstop. The people who listen to your program are what they call in the business my target audience, people who are conscious and responsible and try to do the right thing and try to think for themselves. I would encourage anyone to advertise on the Thomas Hartmann Show absolutely without question, whether that be on the national level or the local level, and you will absolutely get results. The way you can learn more about our imported organically grown wines from France is by calling us. The phone number is 1-888-ECOWINE, or you can visit our site at www.ecowine.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Democratic race. I'm Ed Donahue. According to an AP analysis, Hillary Clinton won at least 81 delegates in Pennsylvania yesterday. Barack Obama won at least 70. This woman voted for Clinton yesterday and was asked if she will win the nomination.
Oh, I think she's still got a big fight ahead. I really do.
The next primaries are in Indiana and North Carolina. John McCain asked the North Carolina GOP not to run a TV ad that brings up Barack Obama's controversial former pastor. North Carolina Republican Party officials insist the ad will run as planned. The average price of gas is up to $3.53 a gallon. Trips to the gas station can be painful.
I'm going
to
just close my eyes and pump.
DNA tests have been completed in Texas on all the children taken from a polygamous compound more than 2 weeks ago. Four mysterious red lights appeared in the sky above Phoenix Monday night. This man claims to be responsible.
Yeah, very impressed. They're very bright, and something I'd never seen before.
The man says he used only a fishing-lined flares and helium balloons. The Dow was up 32 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. There are thousands of reasons a business can fail. But for every problem, there's a solution. Your solution is Business Needs Incorporated. Business Needs is your Phoenix-based, full-service, executive business management, financial, and tax consulting service. They specialize in achieving your specific goals as an individual Arizona business owner. How do they make your business more successful? They make business more profitable. They use 20 years of expertise to objectively analyze your operations and develop and execute programs that allow you, the business owner, to control your costs and increase productivity. Over the years, Business Needs increased profit and reduced tax liability for businesses by an average of 22%. A total of increased profit, growth, and reduction of taxes in excess of $1 billion. These factors cannot be more crucial in an uncertain economy. Don't fail to plan. Call Business Needs today. 602-595-5210. That's 602-595-5210.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
There is no question here. When people are freaked out,
They go to church, or their temples, or their mosques, or their synagogues, or whatever, and they raise their hands to this imaginary cloud being and say, oh, please help me. And when that doesn't work, because it never does, they turn to their guns.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything,
let's get involved in this democracy. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Larissa Alexandrovna, one of the finest investigative journalists working in the entire United States. I would argue one of the finest investigative journalists on earth. Most of her writing appearing over at rawstory.com is on the line with us. Larissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and oh my God, thank you for that.
It's true. It is true. Investigative journalism is like a dying or dead art, and you do it so well.
Well, thank you.
And it's just so important that people be reading your stuff, your work. The work that you did on the Siegelman case, and now we've got Diaz and Miner. First of all, let's just bring us up to date on what's going on with Don Siegelman. I've been pounding this drum on this show for a long, long time. I think you were the person who first brought my attention to it. And where's he at right now? Where's his case at? Let me just start out by framing this for our listeners. This is why we need to look at the attorneys, the U.S. attorneys that did not get fired,
right?
Because they are being used by this administration, or in many cases they are aggressively promoting themselves to be used by this administration to further partisan political ends, to create Karl Rove's permanent Republican majority, which in the Soviet Union was called the Politburo. And they're doing this using the law in a ways that, in my opinion, are not only unconstitutional but are also illegal. So, Don Siegelman, you can give us a thumbnail recap of the case and then tell us where it's at.
Well, basically, a thumbnail recap is that he was a Democratic governor of Alabama, and the allegations are that during the 2002 campaign, for him to keep his seat, he was running against a guy by the name of Bob Riley, a Republican, and there were concerns that Riley couldn't beat him. There were concerns regarding vote rigging in a particular county, and there were concerns that Siegelman wouldn't be quiet about it. So ultimately, the U.S. attorney who is married to Siegelman's opponent's campaign advisor, basically indicted Siegelman, and the rest, they say, is history. He was not only indicted once, but twice on two separate occasions, and right before the second election. And anyway, he was sent straight to jail without...
couldn't even post bond. He couldn't appeal. What he was convicted of was putting a guy on the board that overlooks hospitals, which is an unpaid position. A guy who'd been in that position twice before, appointed by previous governors, and for which, I mean, nobody made any money on this thing. And the guy had made a contribution to a fund to create a lottery in Alabama to raise money for schools. None of that went to Don Siegelman, and somehow
or his campaign,
and somehow this U.S. prosecutor said that this was bribery.
Well, they had coached a witness in the case, and another one was of dubious character. Well, they were both actually of dubious characters.
Right.
There was jury tampering. The judge on the case had his own issues. Anyway, it's fairly complex, but the current status is that when Don Siegelman appeared on Dan Abrams' MSNBC show, The Verdict, he was calling on Karl Rove to testify.
Right. And Rove's lawyer,
Rove's lawyer
sure.
Robert Luskin basically issued a comment saying, well, that, you know, yes, we will testify. And he was insulted because the implication was that there was something to hide, and he was insulted by the whole notion. But when Congress did finally ask Rove to testify, because they're investigating...
This is John Conyers, right?
Right. Yeah. Rove basically said no, and then wrote Dan Abrams a huge five-page letter where he, you know, didn't answer a single question.
Hysterical screed is what it was.
Yeah,
it was.
I mean, he's definitely in a panic. That's, you know, certainly what I'm hearing from the people I've talked to. And
well, he's looking at going to jail.
Well, I think of all the scandals he's been involved in, this is the one that's going to get him.
Karl Rove could go to prison for this.
Well, unless he's pardoned.
Oh, man.
You know, then all bets are off. But, you know, he appears again in Mississippi, in the situation involving judges in Mississippi, too.
So let's tell us about these. The Minor case and the Diaz case, these two Mississippi judges and two other Mississippi judges, excuse me?
Right. There were the three Mississippi judges. One is a Supreme Court Mississippi judge by the name of Oliver Diaz. Paul Minor is this really famed plaintiff's attorney who took on Big Tobacco. And basically what he did... What happened in Mississippi is Paul Minor did not break the law, essentially. He basically gave loan guarantees to the judges and all sorts of other candidates, which is not illegal in Mississippi,
right,
to cover their campaign expenses because they were...
Because they run for election.
Well, right, but they were... Exactly, I'm sorry. Judges do run for election in Mississippi. But they were, you know, the opposition... was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that basically came into the state and did this huge money dump on the behalf of the Republican-supported judges. So he basically was helping judges and others out, and he had done so for years, which is not a crime.
Right.
In any case, so the four of these were, individuals were all indicted, and Diaz was tried twice and acquitted both times. Minor was found guilty and sent straight to prison. Wasn't, just like Siegelman, wasn't allowed out on appeal. Wasn't given time to get his life in order before he went off to prison. Was shackled just like Siegelman, which is uncommon in a white case crime. And
white collar crime. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just going on and on. White-collar crime. Okay, sorry. He's been there for about 2 years, and during this whole time, his wife has developed cancer, Minor's wife, and she is gravely ill, and he's not being allowed out to see her, let alone out to see her.
Another marvelous politically motivated prosecutor. And in the case of Diaz, after he was acquitted, didn't they then come kick his door in?
Well, during one of his trials, his house was robbed, just like Siegelman's, just like Miner's, just like Siegelman's.
Yeah, so there's a pattern here.
Yes,
not just a pattern of prosecutorial misconduct, not just a pattern of stealing elections, as I'm of the opinion happened against Don Siegelman to begin with. That's what started this whole thing, was he was blowing the whistle on, oh, gee, in the middle of the night we found a bunch of votes. I guess Riley is going to be the governor now.
Right.
I mean, that was what started the whole thing, was Riley stealing the election, in my opinion. And I realize that the facts of that are still in debate because it's never been audited, to the best of my knowledge.
That's right.
But,
because the ballots were sealed.
That's right. By the Republicans.
Right, exactly.
Oh, we're not going to look at those ballots.
And the guy who sealed the ballots, who was then the Alabama Attorney General, was then appointed on a recess appointment to a federal bench, to the 11th Circuit. So... Yeah, it's fairly...
So now John Conyers is looking into this stuff?
Well, yeah, my understanding is that he is. I don't know...
But he's being stonewalled.
Well, he's always been stonewalled. This entire administration is basically stonewalling everybody on everything.
Is there anything that our listeners can do to support any of these folks or to pressure their elected representatives to say... please look into what's going on down there in Siegelman and Diaz and Minor. I mean, all these cases that you, Larissa Alexandrovna, are writing about over at rawstory.com. People can read the articles there. Call our elected officials.
Yes, call the and really demand that the media cover this. I mean, the Siegelman thing wasn't covered for a very long time. It was just basically me and Scott Horton out in the bushes by ourselves, you know.
Right. And then when it was covered, it was, you know, Dan Abrams, and it was a 2 days. Well, 60 Minutes did a thing on it too.
Yeah, but that was blacked out in Alabama.
That's right.
That's right. Right. So, but basically, it's Dan Abrams, and that's it. Nobody else is talking about this. The question is why? These are American citizens. This is don't they deserve a fair trial? I mean, in all honesty, should they be investigated because of their political leanings or because they're Republicans who won't play ball?
Well, I understand even in the Diaz case that his wife was threatened that she had to testify against her husband or they would take away her children.
Right. They were basically, they didn't have any case. In fact, here you have the federal government coming into the state where there no law has been broken and claiming mail fraud in order for them to justify why they're there.
Right.
And
a federal crime.
Right, exactly. And they basically were trying to get something out of her, and so they basically threatened to take her children away if she did not.
And this is the guy who was acquitted.
Yeah, he was acquitted twice.
Twice.
That's right.
I mean, this is...
And his house was broken into. That's right.
Right, and this is all coming out of the Justice Department. This is all coming
Correct.
Out of Mukasey's Justice Department. This is all... Actually, it was all coming out of Alberto Gonzalez's
That's
and
right.
John Ashcroft's Justice Department.
More importantly, this was all coming out of the White House, too, in the form of Karl Rove.
Right, who was back there pulling the strings and deciding who was going to get appointed to where and who was going to get fired because they wouldn't do this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Larissa Alexandrovna... The finest investigative journalist in the world. No, I'm not exaggerating. RawStory.com. No, I'm not. RawStory.com. You can check it out. Larissa, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
It is always great talking with you and reading your work. 45 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270. Our telephone number, TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I have some friends at GM. Now, I know what you're thinking, but this is a good thing. Who better than me to judge whether GM's focus on new technologies is working or not? They're trying to help the country use less gas and eventually no gas. Yes, that's true. So for the last 2 weeks, they let me drive the North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Malibu. It looks great, and it felt great behind the wheel. Now, given today's gas prices, I was a little leery to drive a strictly gas-propelled car, but the four-cylinder Malibu has an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. This has to do with variable valve timing in the engine, and it works, squeezing every last mile out of a gallon of gas. Not only is the Malibu a gas saver, it looks great inside and out. More like a luxury sedan. Seriously, this is a great car, and it's one of the quietest rides I've experienced in a long, long time. Find out more about the Chevy Malibu at gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
So why use a locally owned business when you need a product or service? Well, 76 Mortgage would like you to know that when you shop at locally owned businesses, 45 cents of every dollar stays right here in Arizona versus only 13 cents for every dollar spent at a big out-of-state corporation. 76 Mortgage has always used only local appraisers, local lenders, and local realtors. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX since the very beginning. Over the years, they've received calls trying to deter their support, but they feel strongly about advertising on a station that promotes local business. In fact, 76 Mortgage can actually save you money as an independently owned broker because they can shop for the lowest rates available for you versus the national banks which sell only their own products. So when you need a loan, put your money where your house is, locally of course. For your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN and buy local today.
My name's Martin Grant, and I've got a show called Project Mayhem that's on Saturdays at noon. We talk about really important stuff. Stuff like, why is monosyllabic a five-syllable word? And are the Republicans really going to push through legislation that requires all fetuses to carry handguns for protection? These are the things that we need to have answers to. So listen to my show Saturday at noon on 1480 KPHS.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
It would have been so much easier to be a right-wing station.
You could have lied to me about the reasons for going to war, and I still would listen.
Right-wing listeners are so easily pleased.
You could have given my constitutional rights away to the 20th caller, and I would still listen.
You just keep telling them what they want to hear over and over and over.
You could run over my dog, two cats, one parakeet, three turtles, and I'd still be a listener.
And they love you.
For life.
Instead, our passion is intelligent. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480. KPHX. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
You're not alone. I never thought I'd find the road to freedom. Never thought I'd see you smile again.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program, powered in part by Teamsters for Change. It's time for a change in Washington. You can find out more at teamster.org. And speaking from behind the good old working-class stainless steel microphone here, the most labor-friendly program in the world, 1-866-303-2270, Mike in Arlington, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Tom, good morning. The media often says that Obama can't be elected because he can't put Hillary away.
I've never heard the media say that. I've heard the Clinton campaign say that. But
But
the math doesn't say that.
But, you know, the thing is, it seems like Hillary can't put Obama away. She started first, and she started with more money.
Right.
So it seems like she can't put Obama away.
She started not just with more money. She started with name recognition, you know, which costs a lot of money to get and a huge lead. She had more than a 20-point lead in Pennsylvania, way back. Yeah, what you just described, Mike, is fundamentally reframing the frame.
Right.
Interesting and well said, because the frame that's being put out, even the New York Times today, oh, gee, you know, Obama just can't shake Clinton. Well, you know, let's flip it around. Clinton started out this thing. That's a very interesting take on it. Good on you. Ben in Newburgh, New York. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Yeah, hi. You know, I want to comment on Hillary's bellicose attitude yesterday on an interview about Iran, mm-hmm. and particularly how her words could have been twisted and how it could be an object lesson for Hillary supporters, and quoting people out of context. Yesterday she made a quote. There was an entire sentence that said, I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. And then she goes on to say, in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be totally able to obliterate them, blah, blah, blah. It makes it sound like even their considering would score retaliation. But the point I really want to make is that those words were very dangerous words because they upset things in the real world. In fact, some have speculated that they may have already contributed to the spike in oil prices. There's an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal to that effect. But more importantly, this is what I want people to take away from that. If I I or any other Obama were to continuously repeat the words, if Hillary is president, we will have a war in Iran, over and over, and base a whole ad campaign on it, they would say, oh, look, you're taking her out of context, you're twisting her words in her meaning. Yet on something far, far, far less important, without any real-world impact, I'm talking about the bitterness nonsense, they were able to use that exact tactic. So maybe they would understand if we were to do that to them just a little bit. You know, I know that Hillary is not going to foolishly attack.
But see, that's the thing. The Obama campaign has had so many opportunities to stick the knife in, and because so many easy opportunities. You know, the one I mentioned, just referring to Bill's affairs during the debate, for example. So many easy, and Barack Obama will not do it because he's really committed, and I have come to believe that he actually is really committed to a new kind of politics, and so the question is. Will, because in all probability he is going to be the Democratic nominee. The question is, will that new kind of politics? So far, it's working against Hillary Clinton. Even though she won Pennsylvania yesterday by between 9 and 10 points. That I frankly don't consider that a major win. That given everything that happened, but will that new type of politics work against John McCain? And that's the question that nobody knows the answer to. And I would like to see the Clinton campaign throw the kitchen sink at John McCain, and I'd like to see the Obama campaign throw the kitchen sink, or whatever metaphor that they're using. I use that metaphor because that's one that Mark Penn had used, Clinton's advisor, at John McCain. And, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Tim, and thanks for the call. Tim in Detroit, listening on WDTW. You can give the elevator speech for Hillary?
I am, and I am an Obama supporter. Let me say that. But, yes, I think Hillary Clinton could beat McCain, and I would say, number one, she's got a good health care plan. It has mandates in it. Those are required. We have 47 million Americans that are uninsured.
You're absolutely right. And, by the way, that's, in my mind, one of her strongest points, and that's one of the things that she will be beaten over the head with, is that she's going to garnish your paycheck.
Yeah, that she
it's mandated.
She does somehow when she's got to make that point, though, that she's not going to raise taxes. And you don't have to raise taxes to have that plan.
No.
Number two, she's actually said she's agnostic on the nuclear issue. And actually, I like that because she's not committed to building more nuclear plants. I think she can use that as a positive.
Right. And Barack Obama has been an advocate of nuclear power in the past.
Now, number three, and I believe her on this point, whatever her rhetoric on other points, that she's committed to the green economy. I think she wants to bring jobs back to the U.S. And this time,
I think any politician wants to.
Yeah, we need a green economy in Detroit badly. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's the elevator speech. Those three major points, Tim.
Yes.
In your opinion. Okay, thank you very much. That's great. See, I mean, there's. I'll let you say it. John in Los Angeles. Hey, John.
Hi. Like the last caller, I have three points that I'd like to make about this ridiculous electability consideration. The first point is to all the listeners, if you vote for someone because you think they're electable rather than because they're who you want, I guarantee you you'll never get what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number two.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I want to keep this quick for you. Number two, electability is the same as non-electability. You mentioned, Tom, about Ralph Nader, and in the past you've mentioned about Dennis Kucinich not being electable, therefore not voting for them. That is also erroneous thinking. Number three, the reason why electability, I think, is just as much a wedge or divisive as race or gender is because it divides each individual voter from voting their conscience.
Yeah, and no, I don't disagree with you, John, although, we have to acknowledge the political system we have. And just for the record, I've not said that Dennis Kucinich was unelectable, and in fact, I even donated money to his campaign. Coming up tomorrow, I'll confront Jim Trippin, editor-in-chief of China Stock Digest and author of Becoming Your Own China Stock Guru, about why he thinks boycotting the Olympics is a big mistake. I think it's a good plan. Ed Begley Jr. drops by to talk about Living Green, something he's doing very well, plus the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Don't forget, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
In the
the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman, available at bookstores everywhere.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now on paperback at iUniverse.com.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are, as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at iUniverse.com. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book at iUniverse.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With Pennsylvania in the rearview mirror, it's on to North Carolina and Indiana for the Democratic presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton is hitting hard on a major issue in the campaign at a stop in Indiana.
I have said that this campaign for me here in Indiana is about jobs, 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 and jobs. That's what I believe the central issue is.
Barack Obama is also campaigning in Indiana, where he expressed confidence that the Democrats will unite once the primary season is over.
The Democratic Party is going to recognize, as soon as we have a nominee, that there is too much at stake for us to be divided. There is too much at stake in this election.
Obama continues to lead in the delegate count over Clinton. Meanwhile, John McCain is hitting the economic issues as well. Today he was talking taxes in Kentucky.
A choice of a simplified tax system that has, say, two tax brackets, generous deductions, including for children, and that's it, and a flat tax.
McCain has asked the North Carolina Republicans to pull a TV ad that includes comments from Barack Obama's controversial former minister. The party has so far refused to take the ad off the air. The top U.S. military commander in Iraq is being promoted.
General David Petraeus is getting promoted to head of U.S. Central Command, which oversees not just Iraq, but Afghanistan and the entire Middle East. If confirmed by the Senate, he would replace Admiral William Fallon, who stepped down last month. Petraeus' former deputy in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, would replace his old boss there.
A prosecutor now says the 18-year-old who is accused of planning to bomb his South Carolina high school had told law enforcement that he placed several pipe bombs around his family's home. A search by a bomb-sniffing dog has turned up nothing. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow now up by 40 points. This is AP Radio News. New pills that were being billed as being an aid to people who want to quit smoking, lose weight, and maybe even kick other tough addictions –